controlled opposition, the best that the conservatives and Christians have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. George Orwell rightly said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they are playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth. This may explain why we as a country are in so much trouble today. It's not because of these talking heads, you know, the best that the Christian conservatives have to offer, so much as it is the American people that have forsaken the Word of God and the United States Constitution. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." These conservative talking heads, you know, yesterday's liberals, do not make reference to biblical and constitutional laws exposing the criminals in politics to bring about the much-needed resolve through justice. As a matter of fact, it is these talking head conservatives, spin doctors, that are the very ones fueling the narratives that secure the establishment of which Americans claim that they're sick and tired of. Furthermore, they individually define out as to being the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order, that is needed to keep pushing the agenda forward, for they are no threat to the establishment that they may claim to be exposing. Let us start out with dazed and confused Ben Shapiro, who not only denies the Christ, but believed that Jesus was a Jew who led up a revolt against the Romans and got killed just like a lot of Jews who were crucified for the same thing, said Ben.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
Well, Ben, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Apparently, Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. Oh, how it stands true when Jesus said that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Hey, Ben, wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly. What about Glenn Beck? In his confusion, he goes on the air with this panel of handpicked guests that are calling out radical Muslim Ilhan Omar.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is a wash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently that we should rock the boat?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I have to give you some more information. It's still coming in. We're still being rained upon concerning the judgments of God because the people refuse to listen. They scoff and they mock just like they did in Noah's day until Noah entered into the ark. And then once he entered into the ark, it began to rain. And then nobody was laughing anymore. I guarantee they were knocking on the door trying to get into that ark. But it was too late, friends. The Bible is clear when it says that we are to redeem the time and that the days of our life are as but a vapor. And we need to pay attention to what's going on because I got a lot of information here, friends. I don't even want to share with you. I just honestly don't want to share with you. And I'll give you the pros and the cons today. But before we do that, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live right up on the top of that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page. We're on social media platforms. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing over the last 25 years, I said doing. This is not just talk radio. This is do radio, friends. Do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can figure out the rest for yourself. You judge us by our fruit as well, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. So let's just get to this. And before we do, I do want to remind everybody that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I want to get to it real quick here, friends, because this is some pretty crazy stuff happening again in the United States of America. I'm sorry, this one's in Australia, but it started here in the United States of America. And I just want to show this to you, if you don't mind, because it was really bothersome. It was actually a picture of the conservatives of the day showing a picture of Donald Trump golfing. And Donald promised to give $1 million to Joe Biden if he could beat him in golf. And I said, the problem with you people is you act like the freedoms that are being eradicated because of your ignorance are no big deal. What's sad about that in America is they're not going to realize what they have until it's gone. That's what bothers me about all of this. But let's get back to this. In Australia, there was a judge who was dismissed COVID vaccine lawsuit, concealed she had been paid by Pfizer to do so. Folks, we know that this kind of stuff's been going on for a long time. And when are we going to wake up to the fact that the judges are not upright? This is us in Australia, of course, but do consider that this is the fruit of what took place in America first and foremost. What does the Bible say about those that pervert justice? It's just not a good place to put yourself in any sense of the word, is it? Nope. Pervert justice. Let me go here really quick. And we'll go to scriptures and see what it has to say. I'm thinking of several scriptures first and foremost. But when you look at it, folks, it's just all over the place. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eye of the wise and twists the word of the righteous. Well, that's what they're doing, folks. That's how the bad guys got away with what they got away with concerning, or at least so they think, concerning the pandemic. And over the last, what, 3-4 years now, they're now beginning to pick it up and advocate and strike again at the heart of the American people. And again, this is happening because the people fail to deal with them. Now, what happens when people actually take the time and deal with them? Well, look at this. United Airlines may have to pay over $1 billion in damages for religious discrimination. In other words, there's a whole lot of people in the United States. Of course, they were all censored by big tech companies because they didn't want you to know that people were going against the grain. They wanted you to believe that everybody was just going along with it, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. But what we have is a bunch of people that claim to be Christians and that actually are. And they understand what 1 Timothy 6:12 is all about. Again, I want to remind you, this is what happens, and I just shared this with somebody yesterday. It blows me away that people don't pay attention to the fact that when they fight, they win. Why? Because God is on your side, number one. And number two, the law is on your side. And how could it be separate when, in fact, God is the one that gave that law? And what happens when you stand up and you become that law? Well, the bad guys then have to pay for damages. And then after they pay for damages, friends, for religious discrimination concerning United Airlines here, do consider then it's their job to go after them to make sure that they're prosecuted for their crimes. Because to merely pay us off is an indulgence, a system of indulgence, and it doesn't teach anybody anything but that they can do it to the next guy. And the worst that's going to happen is that they just have to pay for their damages. No. That's not at all what we're about in this country, folks. Men are not above the law. I don't care who it is. They are not above the law. Their money is not above the law. We're all under the law, and we need to live accordingly under the law that God has given us, that we might remain a free people. Let's go to the next one. I want to highlight this because we're going to kind of tee it up for what we're going into or segueing into right now. Well, look at this. Former DFL rep Jason Metza is arrested on felony sexual conduct charge. Now, what I want you to pay attention to is this is, again, a said representative. So when I say that they're extorted, when I'm telling you that they're compromised, keep in mind these are the guys that are trying to advocate for normalizing crimes when it comes to sex. And I'm talking about adult sex. And it's not a joke. And I've been telling people this for a long, long time. These are the type of people that are guilty for trying to tear down the law. Why? Because they're lawless. They're workers of iniquity, right? The ones that the Lord looks at and says, depart from me, I never knew you. So it should come as no surprise that Mr. Rep. Jason Metza is arrested on felony sexual conduct charge in any sense of the word. Well, you think maybe it'll stop there. No, not at all. Do you guys know that the activists, they call them a woke. I'm not going to start picking up their vernacular because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But do understand that the headline goes as follows concerning the post-millennial. Woke activists oppose California bill, making it a felony to purchase sex from children, claiming it will harm the LGBTQ community, people or color. Do you understand what's going on here, folks? They're trying to defend themselves from the law that condemns their conduct, their criminal activity. Romans 3:20, okay? They're trying to protect themselves concerning the crimes that they mean to advocate against children. Let me say the headline again here for you. Activists oppose California bill making it a felony to purchase sex from children, claiming it will harm LGBTQ community people or color. Folks, they're telling you who they are. They're telling you what they intend to do. They need to be lawfully rounded up and dealt with, every single one of them. And I'm not kidding. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience.
This correlation comes about, folks. I have no idea. Okay.
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to BBS.
Should be back up in just a second here, guys. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I do want to let everybody know, and I know that there's been a lot of people anticipating this move, but we are moving on it. And what the move is that I'm highlighting here is the fact that we have a brand new documentary out called American Founding Forefathers Were Occultists. Who told you that? That's the headline, right? Well, I'm to go through it today. It's up on Rumble right now. It's still on a closed signal and link. I'm going to go through it, and it will be available for you tomorrow. This took us a long time. This took us 3 months to put together. We've had the guy from Ohio up here in Minnesota actually putting it together. He stayed here for a month, and we started to piece it together. I did all the narration, and he paints the picture by bringing forth the images and the content to attach and to line itself up with the narration. And, folks, I got to tell you, I already went through it once, and it is just honestly fantastic. So American Founding Forefathers Were Occultists. Who told you that? Absolutely untrue. And it is filled with 1 hour and 20 minutes of truths that will expose the revisionists for exactly who they are. They do not want you to know that your forefathers were Christians to the core. And I'm talking about 99% of them. And again, there's just so much to talk about it when it comes to that. And I don't want to change topics here, but I do want to let you know that as promised, we've been working on it and it will be available tomorrow. I also wanted to let you know, too, folks, our BBSradio.com, our landing page, our flagship, our home that moved from Genesis Communication over to from Minnesota to Texas, namely, again, BBSradio.com. They were hit with a hurricane, and they have been dealing with it over the last 3 days. And they are going to be up and ready again. All of our shows will be reloaded by the end of the night, so everything will be available. Again, I just wanted to kind of convey over to you what's been going on, because people are trying to figure out what's going on concerning the net. Well, folks, just pay attention to what's going on in Texas right now, because that's disrupting a lot of channels throughout the United States, and not just ours. So again, let's get back to the topic here, folks. I was just highlighting the fact, and it's just stuff that is so unthinkable. And by the way, if you know anything about the conspiracy of silence, when you watch the documentary, you're gonna find that those people that were committing the crimes, saying that they were committing the crimes because they did the unthinkable, and nobody would ever believe that they were guilty of the crimes that they are committing. Well, what kind of a crime do they need to commit before you finally figure out what they're aiming at? Their slogan, friends, is sex before eight, before it's too late, during gay pride parades. The whole sodomite agenda is premised on man-boy love. Just ask the politicians, friends. Just ask those commission boards throughout the United States. An activist opposes California bill, making it a felony to purchase sex from children, claiming it will harm LGBT community people or color. In other words, they're trying to protect themselves as they try to tear down the law and continuously advocate for the crime. Look what's going on through a guy named Scott Wiener. Okay, no joke. He's a senator. He's a sodomite, and he's trying to normalize the crime, friends. So it's not like they're trying to hide anything. Look what just happened in Colorado 6 months ago, when they try to pass a bill to criminalize anybody that would dare touch a kid. Well, it's already felonious activity. Just being a sodomite within itself is a felony in the United States of America. But to zero in on a child, folks, you can't find it in Scripture. This is, again, why you're finding vigilante justice on the rise. The parents are standing up and dealing with those that would dare look at their children the wrong way, and rightfully so. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck and cast themselves into the sea rather than defend the young ones. Well, if they're not going to do it for themselves, friends, there's people that will help them do it. And I'll tell you what, this is becoming prevalent, and rightfully so, folks. Keep your hands and your eyes off the children, period. Period. Not asking. Let me say this. Exclamation. Look at their advocating, folks. Your government. Look at we the people are allowing their said representatives to do. To assume authority that's never been given unto them. This man was appointed. His name is Sam Brinton. He's a man with a pink mohawk, who dresses like a woman, sick to the core, one that made the choice to feed the monster to become the abomination that he has come. Look at Leviticus 18, 22 and 2013. Well, he is a cross-dresser who was fired from the Biden official escapes jail for the third time. Isn't it interesting, folks? You have the fox in the chicken coop allowing these criminals, these abominable criminals, to continuously commit the crimes. He's been busted for the third time, and there has been no consequence. Americans, again, this is happening because you're allowing them to do the things that they're doing today. Here's another one for you. ThePeopleVoiceTV.com. Look at this. LGBTQ leaders sign WEF, World Economic Forum, a treaty to accept pedophiles as a legally protected minority. Let me just say this again. Never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Why? Because it will never be tolerated. We have an example before us, friends. Read the book of Peter, 1 Peter namely. And when you read that book, it's interesting. Read both 1 Peter and 2 Peter. Do understand that the Lord gave us and he admonished us to go ahead and look at Sodom and Gomorrah, who was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Okay? The Lord said, listen, if you don't deal with it, I'm going to deal with it, and when I deal with it, you're going to wish that you dealt with it when you had the time to deal with it. And if you think that's a joke, read Genesis 18 and 19. Because, folks, the Lord rained down, and if you'd like to see those sulfur balls of fire, they're available. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but governments around the world have been trying to protect historical evidence concerning the things that took place from and through the Bible. And there's a whole plethora of this. Go to WyattMuseum.com when you get a moment, WyattMuseum.com. And you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. But I want you to understand something, folks, that there are people out there that are continuously daring the justice of God. I can tell you right now, it's not going to happen, because not everyone is going to stand by and watch these creeps make a prey out of their kids. just isn't going to happen. Okay? The fact of the matter is, folks, again, they're doing what they're doing because the law's been lowered. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. But wait a second. What happens when you show them that there's a consequence to the crime if you dare commit it? That's called teaching men the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. Look what's happening in Tennessee and in Florida. Can anybody say amen? Can anybody say hallelujah? Amen means so be it. Can anybody say hallelujah? And if you look in scripture in the book of Revelation, it's interesting that hallelujah was talked about when the judgments of God fell upon the wicked. Tennessee follows Florida, authorizes execution for child rapists. Well, I can tell you something right now, friends. This is the kind of stuff that happens in prison anyways. Because as I've said before, many of these pedophiles before, right when they get slapped on the hand by the judge, but what happens when they get in jail, they don't get slapped on the hand, folks, they get dealt with. In many cases, it's their lives. In heinous, horrendous ways. Why? Because many of those that are in prison today were victims of such people that had their hands slapped by judges. And people are sick and tired of the injustice coming from a system of indulgence. They're sick and tired of it. Americans, that's the problem you have. Again, the very heart of God is Jeremiah 9:24. Let me just go there really quick because I want you to understand the very presence of God. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of God. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. You that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. Well, that's the Old Testament. Well, let's go to Thessalonians. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that owe not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Well, you say, Bradley, that's not the gospel. Well, let me ask you then, what is it? When I read 2 Corinthians 5:11, what does it say? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we proceed men. We persuade them. Why? Because judgment day is a day of darkness and not of light. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that even when they saw the Lord, they fled away. Why? Because he's a good judge. He's a good judge. He's a righteous judge. And first and foremost, he is a holy judge. And let me take it a step further. That is my Father. That is my God. That is who I serve. The governor of all nations. The judge of all the earth. He is my Father. And folks, if justice guards our liberties, then justice must be that which we need. And it is the very heart of God, as I said. When you go to Jeremiah 9:24, what does it say? Here, I'm going to tell you what it says for those that don't take the time to know the Bible for themselves. But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness. Before you talk about the modern day version of love, according to man's fallen nature, you better understand this is according to his risen nature and how he deals with his children. Read Psalm 107. And then it goes on, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord God. Folks, we better get this right, because when you look at Hosea 4:6, it tells us that the judgments of God are our wisdom. It's our wisdom. My goodness, folks. Simple to see and understand. Deal with the bad guys lawfully. Amen.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice.
Again, make distinction. Revelation 3:9, Romans 2:28 and 29, John 8:44.
BBS Radio TV.
Jesus took the time to separate the two, and so must we.
A makeover show for your
Folks, again, BBS if you want to free go online, please do.
From A to Z.
And in the process,
we don't limit the content, and we won't limit your opinions. You get to
your orders will
right,
go out tomorrow morning.
Like,
you'll get them, according to the USPS, 3 to 5 days. 3 to 5 days, folks. We say 2 to 3, regardless if you're on the coast
or not.
If you're
looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out
Thank you for the orders, too, by the way.
There's something there for everybody.
Totally appreciate it.
Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got some dates coming up. Want to give you a real quick heads up. We're going to be in Cortez, Colorado on Saturday, July 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. We're looking forward to that. We may have a date on the way out there. We're looking to actually solidify that as well. So that would be in Minnesota. And again, friends, what is confirmed is Cortez, Colorado, Saturday, July 27th. If you're close, please come out and see us. I mean, folks, that's a long haul for us. And we've been doing this for 25 years. And if we're going to take the time to drive all the way out there or to fly all the way out to you, at least take the time and drive and see us. Would you please? We love meeting you. And again, Cortez, Colorado. We're also working on another date in Indiana. I still don't know what the gist is on that one, but we will give you the confirmation or as to how that pans out in the up and coming days and weeks. So let's get back to this. Boy, I'll tell you what, if again, and I've seen this, it just right when I got saved, I understood this. One of my favorite places to go in the United States is Washington, D.C. I love D.C. I love the heritage. I love the history. I love going to the museums and drinking in what it was that our forefathers established. I love looking at the architectural layouts. I love it. One of my favorite places to go is the back end of the Supreme Court. Here, let me just show you this if you're on social media platforms. And sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. If you've not seen what's above the heads of the Supreme Court, I just want to show it to you really quick so you can see it for yourselves. And if you can't see it and you're listening to us on radio, I'm going to go ahead and kick this out for you, and I'll paint the picture for you. But did you guys know that this is actually what's above the heads of the Supreme Court? You guys all know who this is, right? This is Moses and the Ten Commandments. Why would Moses and the Ten Commandments be above the heads of the Supreme Court justices today? Why? Because that's where they make their decisions. It's the job of a judge to do what? Discover and apply the law that's written. By who? By this guy right here, Moses, right? The first command, or the first tablet says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Who are we to follow? John 14:6, Jesus. It also tells us, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to create or to suit your sins, right? The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:4, it says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And on the other hand, in grace and following the Christ, go to 1 John 2:6. What does it say? He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Then what's the third commandment? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. Why? Finish the scripture, because the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And number four is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the fifth one is to honor, hold in high esteem your father and your mother as long as they follow the Lord. And it's the first commandment with promise, Ephesians 6:1. And what does it say? The first commandment with promise that thy life might be long on the earth. Number six is the second tablet, folks. And what is it? Thou shalt not murder. Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment, Matthew 5. What's number seven? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said in grace, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. Then he goes on, look at me, folks. He says, listen, if your eye offends thee, he said, pluck it out. Is he saying this to literally do that? Absolutely not. He's speaking metaphorically to show you the value of your soul by showing you the value of your eye. Would you sell me one of your eyes for $1 million? Absolutely not. Why? Because you understand the value of your vision. That's what Jesus is saying. Don't offend the Lord. He said, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. That goes both ways, folks, men, women as well. Why? He said, it's better for you to go into hell with one eye than to go into hell with both. Or I'm sorry, go into heaven with one eye than to go into hell with both. What's number eight? It's the second tablet, folks. Thou shalt not steal. What's number nine? Thou shalt not lie. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lie shall perish. Proverbs 19:9. And then if you go to the 10th commandment, which is the second tablet, what does it say? Thou shalt not covet. Oh my goodness. No wonder why the hirelings in the pulpit today got rid of the 10 commandments. Because it stands in contrast to what the law of God condemns. They advocate what the law condemns in so many different ways. When you look at the hirelings today, again, John 10:12, what you're going to find is they're advocating satanic scripture in many ways. Do what thou wilt. Don't worry about it. Use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. The Lord's law teaches us just the exact opposite. And what does that law do? Any theologian understands this. The law condemns us. It does not justify us. The law of God exposes our sin, 1 John 3:4. And once we understand that we're offending God, Acts 20:21, when we understand that, the Holy Ghost picks it up and he brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment in John 16. And then what does it do? It drives you, the Holy Ghost will drive you with the use of the law in the hand of Christ to the cross of Jesus Christ, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. The law detects, grace conquers. The law condemns. If I be a believer, it justifies me by faith. Amen? Just thought I'd run through that really quick. Didn't plan that, but you know what? The door is open, and whenever we get a door, we're walking right through that door. But I wanted you to see Moses in the Ten Commandments and how it is the heart of God. This is why you see him everywhere. In the state of Minnesota, we actually have Moses awaiting the divine law above the heads of the Supreme Court, a big, huge mural right when you walk into the Supreme Court. Pretty awesome stuff. And how could it be otherwise in this country? So let's get back to this. I was just talking about this man that cross-dresses. He has a pink mohawk on the top of his head. He is a sick devil. His name is Sam Brinton. He thinks that he's having his way with a bunch of corrupt politicians that are using him as a political battering ram to merely upend our Christian constitutional heritage. By the way, that will never happen. The seed of the righteous is forever. And I love to give the parable to people that are hopeless. First of all, I ask you, if you are hopeless, then where are your eyes fixed upon? Because if they're fixed upon Christ, there is hope, because he is your hope. And scripture also tells us that we plow in hope. Okay? We don't do this because we don't hope. We do all that we can do is unto God and leave the results up to him, which brings about the life of the Spirit. Amen? And what's interesting is this joker right here, he's been busted 3 times now, and he thinks he's getting one over on the things of God. No, he's not. You reap what you sow. It's just a matter of time, folks. Just a matter of time. Then I highlighted the fact that the WEF, they signed a treaty to accept pedophilia. I'm here to tell you it's never. They can go ahead and sign whatever they want to sign. It doesn't make it so just because they say so. And then I was happily bringing forth what it tells us in Scripture. And I'm talking about Luke 17, too. It's also interesting that scripture tells us that if you offend one of these little ones, it's better for you to cast yourself in to the sea and put a chain around your neck and drown yourself, because it's not a good place to put yourself. But look at this. Tennessee follows Florida and authorizes execution for child rapists. And folks, I can tell you that's always been in the books. I can tell you that it's never been tolerated by anybody with even a bit of common sense. But I want to tell you something. These are the monsters behind those that are trying to normalize the crime in the halls of government. If they're not standing against it, it means that they are guilty of it. Is that right? Oh, absolutely it's right. Absolutely it's right. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over here, and I don't know that I have the time to do it, but I kind of wanted to highlight some of the things that were going on. I have a friend that gives me a lot of information. And when she brings it out, it's always good stuff. It's vetted information, and it's important information. And I think what I'll do is I'll just hold over to the next segment, and then I'm going to bring it forth to show you how the illegals are being lured into the United States of America. I'm also here going to show you how the UN is, in fact, the ones dictating what your said politicians are doing. And this includes the two political pawns that are being proposed to the people as choices concerning Biden and Trump. They are in place for the very purpose of pushing forward the global agenda. They're doing their best to tear down the Constitution in hopes of recreating it, or recreating one that looks just like a global order. Well, again, folks, you know, they can talk and do whatever they want to do, but I'm here to tell you something, folks. They're doing it. And we need to put a stop to it. We need to quit highlighting their narrative and allowing their narrative to go forward, because we've already seen the crimes that they're guilty of. And if they're guilty of a crime, then they must be held accountable just like anybody else. Okay? So I'm gonna hold over to the next segment before I actually bring that one up. And I wanted to highlight this, and I may as well just do this while I have a moment here. Mike Adams, I don't know if you guys seen the broadcast of me and Mike. I was in studio, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, in Houston, Texas, just outside of Houston, Texas, with Mike Adams from Natural News, or the Ranger, the Health Ranger. And we did an interview. I had the opportunity of being interviewed by Michael out there, and it's been getting really cool responses, and I just appreciate that. But I'll, you know what? As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll make that an article, and then we'll send it out. If you've not gone over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe to our daily newsletter, do so, folks, because I'll be setting that up, that article up with the video in the next couple days, and I'll shoot that over to you so you can get a copy of it, okay? And you can check it out and tell us what you think for yourself. But interestingly enough, Mike Adams just highlighted, or I'm sorry, Laura Harris from Natural News, Mike Adams' ministry over there. DHS focuses on domestic terrorism while ignoring an influx of actual illegal alien terrorists. Of course, this is what's been going on in this country for a long time. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. There are 72 definitions of what the DHS has called a domestic terrorist, and what they all define out as to be is Americans that hold to their Christian constitutional foundations and agree with the constitutional republic in which the Lord has bestowed upon us through the sacrifice of our forefathers. You're allowing an unconstitutional agency to also bust these individuals into the United States of America concerning the illegals. And I want you to see it for yourself, folks. DHS focuses on domestic terrorism while ignoring the influx of actual illegal aliens. Might I remind you, the illegal aliens that they're alluring in.
At the Sons treasonously. Of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Okay, so I'm just going to get to this really quick, and I want you to see it for yourself, folks. Again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I know this guy's voice. I've played his stuff before. I think he's got outstanding information that needs to be shared with all of us. And furthermore, I think he's got a great radio voice as well. So if you know him, go ahead and share it with him and let him know I'm high-fiving him, okay? This is what's happening with the UN. I just did an article, as a matter of fact, yesterday, and the article was premised on, listen, if you're not going to listen to the Lord and the blessings, you're going to listen to him in the curses. And it's, in fact, what's happening to America. And I'm not laughing at the fact that America's reaping this, but I'm telling you, folks, I'm doing everything that I can do to shake your tree, to wake you up concerning what Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 tells us. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. That is why the government, federally and locally, and statewide governments are illegally and treasonously alluring illegals into America, because they want to demographically change this country, as well as they are empowering the illegals to be made the head and you the tail. That is a part of the judgments of God. And I know in spite of all of this, the bad guys think that they're having their way, when in fact they're not. They're just getting closer to the end judgment concerning how the Lord is using them as well.
So let's get over to this and check out what's going on as to how the illegals are being lured in and who's helping them do just that.
Over the past few years, illegal immigrants have been given U.S. bank debit cards from the United Nations, reportedly $1.6 billion.
Does that go into your bank account?
¿A dónde va? ¿Tienes una cuenta? ¿Una tarjeta?
Sí.
¿Tienes?
Oh, let me see. I'm standing outside the United Nations office in Tapachula, Mexico. One of the things that is happening here and all along the migrant trail is that the United Nations is handing out cash and debit cards and rental assistance and movement assistance to immigrants to help sustain them on their road to El Norte.
Catholic Charities have been managing the illegal invasion at the southern border, spending millions while profiting billions. And the local police admit that they are under their direction.
The officers were all here with the under the direction of Catholic Charities.
Richard Poiso of Chicago reported that these illegals are getting Social Security cards within 4 months of crossing the southern border.
So yesterday, I ran into somebody that I haven't seen in a while. He's been here for about 5 months in the United States, 6 months, something like that. And he says, hey, I'm looking for work. And I said, well, I can't hire you, man. I'm not, I got to hire like legitimate people or whatever. And he was like, No, I'm legitimate now. And he's spoken English, kind of bits and pieces together, and he pulls his ID and stuff out of his pocket, and he says, I've got a Social Security card now, and I got worker's ID and permit for working, everything all legit. Stamp, city stamping, specialized Social Security envelope. This dude got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, got in process here in Chicago, found an apartment building within the first week, an efficiency apartment, moved into the apartment building, and then has been working cash jobs under the table for the last 4 months until recently got his worker's permit. Now he's working for a roofing company, but they're laid off right now. They're laid off right now, and he's looking for work. We have people literally trying to do everything that have been waiting for years that still don't have what this guy has in 4 months. That's how fucked up our government is.
Sorry about that, guys. I did not know that he was going to be smart about that.
They cared about the illegal migrants more than they care about their own people. The problem is, and this is fucked up to say this,
about that. Yep.
Some Americans have done this to themselves because they're fucking lazy and they won't get off their ass to go out and actually get the stuff done that they're trying to get, that they need to be getting done. Like, this guy came here knowing that he could lose his life, lose everything. He gets here. Now he's a worker. Within 4 months, done all his paperwork, went to all his appointments and stuff, and figured out the system. And is hustling.
Yep.
It's really, really,
of course, that's
up.
What the politicians
they
do.
They do this for people that are not even from this country. They didn't help build this country. They didn't help contribute to this country. And they just walk right in like they do and just get handed IDs, Social Security card.
That's right.
Just get them on the payroll and stuff. Let's just do it.
Okay, so with that, sorry about the expletives, folks. I hope I caught them. But with that, I guess that's the new norm, but I did not hear that the first time I went through this. How I didn't hear that, I have no idea. But I do want you to know how anybody thinks that this is funny, I have no idea. You have illegals being lured into America, military-age men. We also know that they're a part of the United Nations military. So they're filling up these sleeper cells throughout the United States of America. We've been told this by the Lord long ago. And it's also interesting to note he's just tapping into now what we've been trying to shake Americans up with over the last 20 years concerning the illegals that are being lured in here. What's worse is the American people know that their federal and state governments are treasonously committing these crimes, and they sit and do nothing. And this guy was exactly right when he said the Americans are doing it to themselves. They're too lazy and apathetic to stand up and do anything about it. Americans, I mean, how long do you think that this is going to go on? This injustice that you're tolerating, how long do you think it's going to go on? I think of Proverbs 21, verse 7, and what does that say? Let's go to the King James Version, if you don't mind. What does it say? Just going with the Holy Ghost here, folks. What does it say? It tells us that the robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. They refuse to do
judgment. The good people in the country refuse to deal with the bad guys. Doesn't get any more plainer than the nose on your face as to what the problem is. Again, it's the heart of God. The Bible tells us evil men understand not judgment. Well, the righteous do. And what's the problem? The problem is those that forsake the law praise the wicked. They're out there praising their favorite politician because they believe him a second time over that he's going to go ahead and bring to justice all those that he failed to bring to justice the first 4 years that he had the opportunity to do so, when in fact he did just the exact opposite. We've already showed you all this information. That's insane. The violence of the wicked shall return to them and drag them away like fish caught in a net because they refuse to act with justice. That's the amplified version of Proverbs 21, verse 7. Here, now let me just go back over to this because, again, if you don't want to listen, that's totally fine. But here's the facts of the matter, regardless if you like it or not. This is the judgment of God. Okay? I want you to listen to this. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder upon thy seed forever, because thou served not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with the gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and they will pursue you, and they will overtake thee until you be destroyed, because you did not listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. This applies to all of us, not just Bradley Dean. Not just those that are actually in the good fight of faith out there, 1 Timothy 6:12. What does it say after that? Therefore, thou shalt serve thine enemies. You're getting to the point, friends, in so many different ways when it comes to these illegals being brought into America. They're being propped up by your government to rule over you. That is a perfect judgment of God. Therefore, thou shalt serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and thirst, nakedness, and in the lack of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. This is the Lord through these wicked men. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Now, are we supposed to be afraid? No, it should be working godly repentance in you. It shouldn't teach you to succumb to your fears. It should teach you and lead you to the Lord, who you should fear, and bring about repentance by the power of the Holy Ghost. And he shall eat the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed. They're giving money. Your federal and state governments are giving all your wealth away to illegals. And it says, which also shall not leave thee corn, wine, or oil in the increase of thy cows, flocks, or thy sheep, until he has destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee. You want to know why corrupt politicians like the governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, who the people did not vote in, and Keith Ellison, who the people did not vote in as the attorney general, you want to know why they want 200 to 300% more Muslims in the state of Minnesota? Because they're building up an army. Folks, you know what? Get Tim Walz on the show. I've had governors on before. Get Keith Ellison on the show. Let's confront him with facts, okay? Which they're not used to. He shall, judgment of God upon a people, he shall besiege thee in all thy gates. That's a slow takeover. Until the high fenced and walls come down, what's happening on the southern border and the northern border? They completely removed it, didn't they? That's the Lord. Wherein thou trustest throughout all the land, he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land. Not some of it, but all of it, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. What's happening in America today? Just exactly that. America, you need to repent. Love you enough to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you, but what's going to save this country? Is first the Lord has to save you. Let him start there. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3:2. Love you.